Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on the critical need, and I emphasize critical need, in the body of Christ for spiritual discernment. You know, once we eliminate right and wrong, we eliminate accountability to God Himself. Let me say that again. This is important. Once we eliminate right and wrong, we eliminate accountability to God Himself. Yes, that is right. We eliminate truth. And more, we eliminate Christian character. And even, yes, we eliminate Jesus Christ. For if there is no such thing as right and wrong, then Jesus died for nothing. The writer of Hebrews, I believe to be Paul, made it clear, about discernment. Paul writes in Hebrews 5:14, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Did you get that? Of use have their senses exercised or worked to discern both good and evil. Mature believers do not walk around with a big magnifying glass trying to analyze everyone else. Oh no. Oh no. Now, maybe a fresh-caught Christian might, but a mature believer does not hold up a list of rules and laws and try to see whether someone else is living up to their standard or what I was told to do to have fellowship with a certain guy to be restored back to fellowship. You know, I was told I had to go back and apologize to a list of people for speaking the truth in love, but they got offended and complained to him as if he was in charge of me and my spiritual development. And if I did not do this, then he and the folks on the list, what manipulation here, would shun me and he even quoted scripture to make himself feel good. Well, I did not do this as he directed, so he and the folks on the list, to their loss, did as they said that we're going to do. No problem. My friend, God is much greater than folks on a list and this guy. And over the years, I contacted many of these folks and restored back to fellowship based not on the arrogance and manipulation of this guy, who I have tried time and time again to talk with, but based on a godly spirit of truth and righteousness with mutual respect. Others on this list, I have heard of their death. And make no mistake, my friend, God takes a very narrow view of someone involved in manipulation. Take heed to yourself, my friend, in this area. Paul in Galatians 6:3 said it better than I. "For if a man think himself to be something, he is nothing. He is deceived himself." You know, we often struggle with the relationships we hold, but I kind of think God is more concerned about not the relationships that we hold dear in our lives, but He is more concerned about the relationships that we have lost. No, my friend, we must never hold ourselves up as a measuring rod for the conduct of others, nor are we to make judgments that lead to, you know, doing things of the flesh that feed our egos. But when a mature believer has all of this kind of self-righteousness attitude crucified out of them, their focus is not trying to get their pound of flesh, but it is on Christ and upon the interests of Christ and other people. So all of this tells us not only that, you know, that how we ought to answer those who would say, "You don't need to judge," and we must, so we do not yet get carried away with others' problems. And that's why we judge. We do not get carried away with others' problems. But it also tells us to be aware, take heed, lest we do judge in error, for we too will be judged as we judge. Then we are able to say, "Such and such is someone who is teaching error." But what we must never say is, "This person teaching error has no salvation because of what they are teaching." We leave the passing of sentence to God. Let me say that again. We leave the passing of a sentence to God. But we must discern, or we must see as God sees, the teaching and even the conduct. Wow, the teaching and the conduct. But we must never play God in past sentence. The conclusion of all of this ought to be more than obvious. We are absolutely to discern. In fact, we will discern automatically if we are close to Christ. Now, open up your spirit here. In short, discerning is a byproduct of knowing Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Discerning is a byproduct of knowing Jesus Christ. Never forget this. If you know not Christ, the best you can ever do is only judge. But when we know Christ, we will see as God sees, and we are able then to see everything else according to Him. And the result of that discernment will not be for us to refuse to define right or wrong. Oh no, it will not be to live in a gray area. Rather than the result of spiritual discernment will be to come to see things more like God sees them, black and white, so to speak. And we will not discern and then condemn others or use it as a club and beat someone over the head. The spirit of spiritual discernment is this. I hope you're taking notes. They will be dead wrong. They will be dead wrong. And they may be in great danger. Wow. We need to say so. But at the same time, we will not trash them because of it. Since discernment is the byproduct of knowing Christ, we'll also carry with the attitude of Christ. This is why it is so important to discern, because we know Christ and not because we enjoy picking things apart. Now open up your spirit here real wide. People, believers who really know Christ, take a stand for Christ and for truth, but not personally against others. Let me say that again. Believers, people who really know Christ, take a stand for Christ and for truth, but not personally against others. Although we might have to take a stand against what they are teaching and from what they are doing, but in reality, speaking the truth in love, we are actually taking a stand for them. We're telling the truth, even if they do not believe you or hate you for it. The goal is to speak the truth in love. Now, the love part is the long pole in the tent. Rather than trash them, the goal is to win them to Christ. And of course, we know up front, some folks just aren't going to like you, and some folks are not going to be won to Christ. They will not stop destroying themselves and trying to take down others with himself. The solution is never to give in to them. Oh no. The solution is always to stand for Christ and the truth. Paul the Apostle would not accept false teachers or people not speaking the truth. He would not accept immorality. He did not mince words. Either did Jesus Christ. He never compromised. He spoke truth to power and always spoke and lived from the position of righteousness and godliness. And is the servant greater than the master? I would think not. Amen. More next week on our critical need. And I want to say our critical need for spiritual discernment. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week. And the Lord is able to get this through to your heart. It is so important that we come into the truth of the having the ability to spiritually judge weightier things and to judge situations and people so that we can separate ourselves. If not, then we're going to get caught up in their mess. We're going to get caught up in their problems, and that's not what God wants in our lives. We have enough problems of our own than to carry somebody else's problems in our life. God wants us to be able to judge, to speak the truth in love, then separate ourselves from areas and people if need be. The longer I go in God, the more I see how critical this is, that I'm able to see as God sees and see what's really going on. See not what I think is going on, guessing and whatever, but really God giving me understanding to what is going on in different situations. Then I can make a godly choice. I can make a righteous choice in this, and then I can just move away if I need to. Amen. More next week. God bless. Thank you, and We will talk to you next week. Amen.